Yes.
Can
all
you
right, Joe.
A signal when to start.
The signal is that I'm talking to you right now. How are you doing, Joe?
I'm good.
This is your first time ever reading for Don Chaney's novel, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Okay, excellent. What chapter are you reading?
I'm reading chapter 13.
Okay. Continue when you like, or start when you like.
No, Kelsey exclaimed. This is incredulous. The dentist had once been a photograph of Kelsey's. At least he looked more like a photograph than a dentist. It was in his countenance that in the way he shrieked like a magpie. What the hell are you heckling jeckling about? Xander prayed that Kelsey didn't know her Miranda rights. How many times do I have to tell you to shut up? Kelsey had dug out her rights from a shallow grave. Shut up, shut up, shut up! The crazy cart always walks alone, because it's bad. That's why it walks alone, and that's why you have to give me $10. Do you hear me, you quacking duck? Give me any shit and I'll make fun of your diction. But if my diction is so absurd, how come you have a pie instead of a head? Xander said. If you meant half of the bullshit you scream, you'd have bad diction too. But what quacks like a duck, flies like a duck, and then passes out, Drew exclaimed. Did I say that it also looks like a duck and it hiccups like an enchilada with bad diction? And did you get that the joke or not? I didn't get it, Xander said, but she was so encased in hamburguesa that she couldn't be expected to get anything. I think you're saying that the more reasonable we are, the more serious we are, the more we're able to talk with the human cigarette, no matter how much her diction rings and echoes in our ears and swirls through our Takashi Kitanas. But, Kelsey Barbellad, this isn't what God intended, and the only through God can we see time and space as fan mail from some flounder. And if you ask me, that's impossible. But no one's asking me, and no one's asking the giant cigarette. Hey, the giant cigarette stands right here, unicorn lips, Xander said. So how come you call yourself Otter? Do you talk like one? Yes, Kelsey responded. But I don't cough up fish like one, and I don't have any otter pops. Madam, what's her name? Drew said. Madam Baldhead. No. Madam, past tense. Valda, Kelsey exclaimed. That's it, Drew said. Carlos Valderrama. Xander knew when to bob for apples. What's her name again? Kelsey prayed no one had a gun. This is impossible, Xander said, knocking on the side of her head. Mad damn Valda. Here? I don't think so, she said, then rested before she continued. She can't be here. Do you know why Madame Valda is such a bitch? Drew asked. Naturally, Xandra responded. She was born a giant cigarette, and now she roams the world claiming that she is Madame Valda. That would piss off anybody. Yeah, so what? Kelsey asked, even though she had left her brazenness for a jar at home. Xandra was breathing harder than John Ramsay at a children's beauty contest. Madame Valda is one of the most punk-ass cigarettes in all of history, and one of the meanest. But you'll never find her in a history book. Why not? Kelsey asked. Because, Xander said, looking into her eyes, because Madame Valda died and went to heaven and then died over 100 years ago.
Yay! Good job, Joe.